Revelation chapter number 21. Let's start in verse 1 and just read a few verses. And I'm going to give you the thought the Lord laid on my heart. And I want to read this and just speak out of my heart to you. And I hope it'll be a blessing to you. We may not be here in just a few minutes, but I want to be led by the Spirit of God, okay? He said in verse 1, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. There was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for a husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. They shall be his people.
Amen.
God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Amen.
There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither there shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful.
Amen.
Here's what I'm going to preach about. You might think it's a funny sounding title, but it's what the Lord gave me. Won't we have a good time?
Amen.
Won't we have a good time? Thinking about the future and what God has in store. I've been in this all my life. My daddy was a preacher, and I've been a preacher my whole adult life, but I've never really heard a preacher scratch the surface of what heaven is like.
Amen.
I never have preached a whole lot about heaven because I feel like I do such a poor job of it. But I do know this, we're going to have us a good time.
Amen.
Amen? The church has the right founder. That founder is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen?
Amen. The church has the right foundation. The church has the right fundamentals. The church has the right family. The church has the right function. The church has the right future. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. Don't lose heart or get discouraged because our future is looking real good.
Yeah.
Our future is real bright, people.
Yeah.
Glory to God, I know you're like me. You look forward to times like the Jubilees. I just talked about a minute ago and talking about that and camp coming up. We get more excited about those things than we do for having revival. It seems like we live for those couple of times a year when we just get together and fellowship and God moves and we just see unusual things happen. But I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to a land that's greater than anything we've ever seen. I want to see the book that's got my name in it. I want to see the bottle with all my tears that's been shed on this earth. I can't wait to see the bride all dressed up in her wedding garment. I want to see all my brothers, amen, and my sisters that have met here on this earth. But most of all, I want to see the bridegroom, the darling Lamb of God that went on home to be with his Father. And he said, I'll be back. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I want to talk a few minutes about those things over yonder that's going to cause our eternity to be such a wondrous time. The Bible said, eyes not seen, ears not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. I know that I can't put it into words. You can't either. And we can't even sing it in a song. Oh, but brother, I tell you, we're going to have us a good time. You say, preacher, can you explain all of it? No, I can't because I don't understand all of it. But I know it's going to be far better than what this world has to offer. But it's going to be way better, amen, than anything you've ever imagined in this lifetime. I want to say, first of all, brother, we're going to have a good time because it's going to be a deathless experience. We're going to live a life where there's no death out there in the future waiting on us. The Bible said in Jeremiah 9:21, if you go home and read that, it's a peculiar verse of Scripture. It said, for death is come up into our windows. Did you know from the time you're born, the death angel's following you around, and he's watching you and keeping an eye on you, and he's looking at his appointment book. One of these days you're going to check out, and I am too. I ain't excited about that. I don't want to die. I want to stay here with you. I want to stay here with her and with my kids. But thank God I'll be in a place one day after a while where death ain't going to be lurking around trying to take us. Death is a certain step. It's going to happen. It's an uncertain step. You don't know when. It's a final step, but it's a serious step. Hey, brother, you think it ain't serious? Marriage ain't nothing compared to what's going to happen to you one day and to me. Oh, but brother, I want to say the Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die. But after this, the judgment in Hebrews 9:27. Listen, brother, I don't look forward to it. I hate death. I really do. I've been a preacher my whole life almost, and I've had to deal with it. I've watched people die. I've been with them when they died. Held their hands when they died. I've been with people when their loved ones died and watched them cry and bawl, and it breaks my heart. It just brings up something in me. Oh, it makes me remember when my people died and when hers died. Oh, it just breaks your heart. Oh, but we're going to a land, brother, where we ain't going to have to face that. We're going to a place where we ain't going to have to deal with no funeral homes and no funeral directors and no obituaries. We're going to leave this world and live in a deathless experience. Amen. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You're going to die, and I am too. You say, preacher, that don't make me want to shout. Wait until we get to the good part, and you will. You're going to die someday. I wish you'd get people to understand that, but you can't. You might be working, you might be sleeping, you might be playing, you might be eating, you might be doing a number of things. Just the last couple of weeks, we've heard about several people right around here in Hazelhurst that's died unexpected, dropped dead. One guy dropped dead, one guy's in a truck, died, and drove off in a pond, I believe it was. I didn't know him, but I heard about it. Just this morning, them guys got killed. Just this week, we heard about some girls getting murdered down in Douglas. And brother, it's just every time you turn around, somebody's dying. Oh, but brother, I want to tell you, some morning you'll dress yourself and somebody else will take your clothes off of you. Someday you'll tie your shoes and somebody else will untie them. Someday you'll go to work, but you won't come home. Some night you'll go to bed, but you may not rise back up. Someday you may punch into work, but you may not punch out. Someday you may leave for vacation and never come home. Someday you might drive away in your own car, but the hearse will bring you back. Someday you might be wrapping Christmas presents, but not be alive to see them open. Someday you'll say your last goodbye, and you'll hug your last hug. And you'll kiss your last kiss, and you'll say, I love you for the last time. And brother, it's going to be all over, and you're going to be gone. And we're going to be trying to say some nice things about you. And brother, what the point of that is, live right, live clean, do the best you can, because we're going to leave this world one day after a while. Amen. Do you know that the casket you're going to be buried in could already be down at this funeral home? You ever thought about that? The casket's going to put me in the ground might already be unloaded down there. I don't know, brother. You don't either. I know this is painful to think about, but listen, it's something that's going to happen to us. But one day, someday, death will be nothing more than a faint memory. Jesus Christ is taking the sting of death away. Oh, brother, I'm glad we're going to be in a place. We're going to be young and healthy and feel good, and we won't have to worry about dying. We won't have to worry about getting sick. I know if everybody's like me, every time something hurts, you wonder what that is. I wonder what that is. What's that growing on the back of my neck? How come my toe feels funny? How come my breathing feels different? How come I got a pain here or here? Brother, because you know that sooner or later, wasn't after a while, death is going to take you. But we're going to a place where we never have to worry about death again. Adam brought death to the human race, but Jesus Christ conquered it, as they sung about a while ago. Number two, I want to say, not only is it a deathless existence, but it's a place of no tears. Amen. I'm thinking this morning about a place where there's no tears. He said there in the first part of that, he said, God Himself will wipe the tears from your eyes. You can't help but cry sometimes. Sometimes bad things happen. Sometimes things unexpected. Sometimes they are expected. It still breaks your heart. Hey, can I say something to you tonight, this morning? Just because somebody's old don't make it hurt any less when they die. Oh, it hurts, brother. I was thinking when we got off the elevator the other night, we met Jessica's family. We walked down the hall just as soon as we got there. Oh, Brother Ernest went on to glory to be with the Lord Jesus. And right about the time we stepped in the room, he died. And oh, they were crying so pitiful. It broke my heart, made me feel bad for them. Oh, I was just standing there looking around at those people. I didn't know any of them. There's two or three of her aunt and uncle and Lance and his sister and a few of them. And I sat there and the pain welled up in my heart. I said, oh, God, I can't wait till we're out of this mess. I can't wait till we're out of here. Oh, brother, one of these days, you ain't going to have to look at people, watch tears run down their face and watch them just kneel down on the ground and say, oh, God, why did this have to happen? happen. Oh, we're going to a place where there's not going to be any more tears. Thank God, I'm glad we're going to have us a good time after a while.
Amen.
Sometimes it's tears of sorrow. Sometimes it's tears of pain. Sometimes it's tears of dread and fear. Psalm 56:8 said, "Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? Every tear you shed." He's keeping up with it. He knows. He's keeping them things in a bottle. But I mean, that's just going to be a trophy one day after a while. Everybody here suffering sorrow and loss and heartbreak. I mean, brother, sometimes it's death and sometimes it ain't. Sometimes it's a wayward child that's run off and done wrong. Or maybe it's a wife that left you. Or maybe it's a husband that's packed up and left. I've seen stuff like it happen so many times in my life. It about makes me sick to think about it. Oh, but brother, we're going to a place where there's not going to be any more tears. We're going to a land, thank God, where God Himself will wipe those tears off your face.
Amen.
Nothing sweeter than watching a mama get a baby up on her lap and wipe the tears off his face. That's what God's going to do for you. It's a place of no tears. Number three, we're going to have a good time because it's going to be a day of no sorrow. Sorrow sometimes comes unexpectedly. Sorrow sometimes comes suddenly. But sorrow comes. Job 14:1 said, "Man that's born of a woman is but a few days and full of trouble." Job said, "A man is born into trouble as the sparks fly upward." We're going to have trouble. I dread it, don't you? I don't like it. I don't enjoy suffering. I don't enjoy sorrow. There's times we've all cried and had our hearts broken and we've just had a heavy heart, maybe feel almost depressed and you can't even express it to somebody else and there's no way they can take that weight off of you. But we're going to a place, brother and sister, listen, even if there wasn't no mansion, even if the street wasn't gold and the walls of jasper and the 12 gates of pearl, brother, if we're going to be with Jesus Christ and not have any sorrow, and no tears. Hey, sign me up. I want to go.
Amen.
I'm tired of sorrow, ain't you? I'm tired of sorrow. We're going to have us a good time. What that means is that, what that means is when Job said man's born of a woman but a few days full of trouble, it's like saying if it ain't one thing, it's another. Get one thing, fix something else, breaks. Sorrow from death, sorrow from a loveless relationship, sorrow from a lifeless marriage, sorrow from a church hurt, sorrow of disappointments in family or wayward children or grudges. I've seen people carry grudges with their family and then I've watched somebody die and I've watched them come up and pay their last respects with tears running down their face because they held a grudge against their brother or their daddy or their uncle. And it just ain't worth it, people. It just ain't worth it. I know people do you dirty. I mean, everybody's had something done to them terrible. Everybody, if you lived any length of time at all, you've been treated like a dog sooner or later. If it ain't bad, something bad happened, it's going to happen. And it ain't worth carrying a grudge to your grave and hating somebody because something they did 20 or 25 or 30 years ago. Let it go. Get that bitterness out of you because one of these days, we're going to a place where there ain't no sorrow. No sorrow. Lord have mercy, can you imagine? I can't imagine it, people. I want to say number four, we'll go have a good time because it's going to be a painless lifestyle. How many of you have ever had pain? Everybody here. How many of you have never felt pain? Don't know what it is. Anybody? All right, good. I just want to make sure there wasn't no robots here. I've had pain over the years, and you have to. I know you have. A lot of you have had a lot of different things happen to you. But I've had things happen to me, just different things over the years, broken bones and car wrecks and all that bunch of stuff. And a few sicknesses and ailments. And pain, brother, isn't something that you just never, I mean, you just, if you're in chronic pain, you kind of get used to it, but you never do get used to it. Does that make sense? It's like somebody died. It's like I've been a pastor all these years, and I've used to going to funeral homes and hospitals, but I still ain't used to it. I mean, I've got accustomed to it, but still don't like it. I can do it because that's what I do, but still, I don't like it. You understand what I'm saying? That's like pain. You get used to it, but you never do get used to it. We're going to a place where it ain't going to hurt no more. Brother, listen, when it seems like you reach a certain age, it's like you hurt all the time. If you get one thing straightened out, something else starts hurting. Ain't that right? I mean, if it ain't stomach trouble, it's headaches. If it ain't that, it's a backache. If your back ain't out of joint, your both knees need to be replaced, or your hips need to be fixed, or something needs to be done. I don't understand these people that has this option of surgery and having this fixed and that fixed. My God, leave it alone. You'll need surgery soon enough, brother. Amen. Like as people get these facelifts and our kids all know. Why would you put yourself through that? You're going to get old and die anyway. I'd rather be laying in a casket with wrinkles than be laying there like this and not know who it was. Amen? But listen, the pain of a tired body. What these slim in the mind say, body. They didn't say body. They said body. You know, listen, brother, your body gets tired, don't it? And you just hurt from being tired. Your body's getting old. I know I ain't that old, but I feel it, brother. And you say, brother, you just when you hit 50. They wasn't kidding, brother. You hit 50, I don't know why it is. I mean, you just feel like you've been beat on. You ever get up in the morning and you're hurting worse than you was when you laid down? You're hurting from sleeping. Sleeping hurts you. Sleeping makes you feel bad. Or take a nap, be wore out, lay down, take a 30-minute nap and get up and feel like somebody beat you with a club. You're like, oh. You young people don't know nothing. You just wait. Y'all laugh at us, but I used to be the same way. I used to think I could do anything. Now I don't think I can do anything hardly. Amen? The pain of a tired body, but pain of a sick body. You just don't realize and understand what it's like until you have something wrong with you and you can't stop it and it's in your body and you can't reverse it. Like you've seen people with crippling arthritis. I told Debbie the other day, we saw a lady, I said, isn't that pitiful? Imagine the pain that she suffered all them years and her hands is all drawn up like that. Imagine the hours and days. And when you get to heaven, you're going to be doing this. Hey, y'all, what's going on? Amen. Pain of a tired body or a sick body or a broken body or maybe the pain of a broken heart, which is even worse than a broken body or a sick body. I'd rather be sick or have a broke bone than have a broke heart. Amen. Ain't nothing like that. There's nothing worse. But thank God we're going to a place where it's going to be a painless lifestyle. The former things will be passed away and all this pain's going to be gone. I'll be looking forward to not limping. I told Debbie I'd ask it. I'm limping. I notice it. I can't help it. You notice it? She's like, no, she lied. I know she did. That's why she's walking 20 feet behind me. It ain't that I'm that fast. She just don't want nobody to know she's with me. I don't know who that is. Old man. But you can't help it. But one of these days, we're gonna hop and skip and jump. It's hard for us to imagine that our bodies are not going to get tired and wear out. You imagine going to a place where you can eat anything you want. As much as you want, as long as you want. Eat all day. And never get heartburn. Never have to pop pills all day to stay alive. Never get indigestion. Never have to take gas X. Never get constipated. Never get diarrhea. None of that stuff. Just eat and eat and eat. I don't know where it's going to go. But just eat anything. Eat anything you want to. I mean, eat fried chicken and pancakes together at the same time with ice cream on top. I mean, eat it all if you want it. If you can think it, eat it. You won't have the pain. Now, listen, brother, I've seen people do it my whole life, and I'm one of them people just eat anything I want to. I could eat a dead raccoon on the side of the road, wouldn't bother me. But I ain't like it now. I'm almost 54. I can't eat hardly. I got to be careful what I eat. You'll get there soon enough. You'll get to a point in a place in your life, I can't eat that. I got sugar. Like Brother Kevin, I can't eat that. I like junk. I got sugar diabetes. I can't eat that. I got high blood pressure. I can't eat this because it makes me sick. I can eat that. It'll make me throw up. I can eat that. It'll do something else. Listen, brother, we're going to a place where there'll be no more pain. Have a brand new body. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Number five, we'll have a good time because it'll be a time of no sin and wickedness. Amen. Think about a place where there's no killing. Amen. I'm not scared to turn TV on anymore. The news is just about put you in a state of shock. No killing, no sex-crazed society. This society is obsessed with sex. You can't watch a movie no more. Forget that. You can watch a movie that's rated PG or ain't rated nothing, just on regular television, and it is filthy. Filthy, brother. I'm telling you, it don't leave nothing to the imagination anymore. Imagine living in a place where there's no sex-crazed society, no sodomy, no gangs. Ain't you tired of the world trying to cram sodomy down your throat, make you think it's all right? The government's trying to do it. Hollywood's trying to do it. Trying to brainwash our kids into thinking it's all right for two boys to like each other and two girls to like each other. And it's cool and it's hip. No, it ain't cool. It's wicked.
Amen.
Wicked. We'll have to hear all that. There won't be no family breakups, no drugs or alcohol, no uncertainty, no fear of being harmed, no fear of the government. Not worry, have to worry about what the government's going to do to kill us. Bless God, they're one of our worst enemies. The other one's going to kill us if our enemies don't. Our own government's going to do it. Amen, brother. Why do you think they want to take our guns away from us? And why do they get us addicted to stuff, brother? And why are they giving us hormones and all that other stuff to jack us up, mess us up? Well, we got to buy that stuff and waste all our money on them. You think they don't have bomb shelters to go live in if the nuclear holocaust happens? They got places to go underground. I mean, you ain't got nowhere to go. I remember an old song when I was a kid. I won't sing it because I've put you through enough as it is. But I remember this, I was working on this sermon. I got to thinking, I hadn't heard this song in years. How many remembers that song, How Beautiful Heaven Must Be? I used to hear that a lot when I was little. I hadn't heard it in a long time. But that first verse said, we read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's Word He hath given. How beautiful heaven must be. I remember my mom used to sing that when I was a kid. And she'd get up and sing, how beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. Won't we enjoy being out from under the curse? The earth is cursed. Man is cursed. Woman is cursed. All of mankind is cursed. Won't it be a blessing to be out from under all that? There'll be plenty of friends. There'll be plenty of family. There'll be plenty of food. Plenty of good food. Healthy food. Non-fattening food. I mean, you can eat anything you want to eat. I already got on that. I'm getting hungry. What's for dinner, baby? A time of no sin and wickedness. And the last thing I want to say, number six, the best thing about this place is I've talked about a deathless existence and a place of no tears and a day of no sorrow and a painless lifestyle and a time of no sin and wickedness and filth and all that. But here's the best part. We already sung about it. Won't we enjoy meeting our Savior?
Amen.
What ain't we going to enjoy that?
Amen.
I've been in love since 1978 when I got saved. I fell in love with Him. Now, people that's not saved don't understand that. They can't grasp what you're talking about. But that's what makes grown men and women get up in a choir and start singing about Him, and they look up toward the ceiling like they're looking beyond this building, and they see something way over yonder, and tears start running down their face. When they start talking about this particular man that came to this earth, he was God in the flesh, and he laid his life down, and they put nails in his hands and feet and beat him, and hung him up on a cross, and all this was for you.
Amen.
All this was for me. Someday we're going to get to see him, brother. Someday we're going to get to see him. Hey, you say, preacher, I don't believe in all that noise. You will. You'll probably be one of the craziest ones up there. All y'all sit around like this for your entire life, just whether you see him, you'll go crazy. You'll blow a gasket. You'll get to heaven and cut it loose for the first time, and now you'll shout all over the place. Because you've held it in so long. The Bible said in Revelation 22, verse 3, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. And they, I love this part right here, Brother Sam, verse 4 said, and they shall see His face. That's the best part. It's not like we're going to heaven. There's going to be some kind of mystical cloud and a screen, or it's not going to be like Obi-Wan Kenobi or whatever. Or Star Wars, or the man behind the curtain on the Wizard of Oz. It ain't gonna be like that, brother. We're gonna actually meet him face to face. As old timers used to say, eyeball to eyeball. We're gonna get to see the darling, precious, sweet Lamb of God that suffered and died for you.
Amen.
Revelation 4:10 said, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. They cast their foot of the throne, or they hit their crowns. Now, I don't know how it's going to be. Y'all have heard me talk about this. I don't really know how. It's just my mind, my sanctified mind, that old black preacher used to say. I wonder if it's just I don't know if we're going to take turns and meet him personally one-on-one or how it's exactly going to be. But I believe there's going to be a time somewhere because we've got eternity. It ain't like we're in a hurry. All our watches will be gone. There won't be no clocks on the wall anymore. And we'll get to come up and meet him face to face and see the scars in his hands and feet and his side and his brow. And all these years that you've spent loving him, wanting to see him, like that song, "My Savior, First of All," I want to meet him. I want to see Daddy. I want to see my Daddy. I miss him so bad sometimes. I say, I can't stand it.
Amen.
Sometimes I miss Mama so bad. Miss Brenda just about kills me. And I know she does. And I know Miss Shirley does. Brother Sam, I know you miss your Daddy. I know you miss your Mama. You never quit. That's why I keep telling you kids, love your Mom and Daddy. Be close to them. Be sweet to them, because one of these days you're going to be gone. You're going to be sitting around or driving down the road and your heart's going to be broken. You'll say, I'd give anything if I could call Daddy, or I'd give anything if I could call Mama. But that's the way we are with Jesus. And one of these days we're going to meet him and we just kneel down at his feet and just take our little crowns, whatever they may be, cast them at his feet. We're going to have a good time, people. Maybe it's time we got our shouting clothes on now before we get there. Let's stand, heads bowed just for a minute.